WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan City Council is the next governing body to consider a large economic development agreement.
Tonight's City Council agenda includes a proposed agreement with Quadrum Pipe and Tube to locate in the Texas Triangle Park north of Bryan. The council paperwork calls for adding at least $120 million of improvements, resulting in hiring a minimum of 285 employees with a minimum annual payroll of more than $10 million. The city would not annex the land for 10 years, but starting in year four, the city would be paid at least half of what would be collected in property taxes, and the corporation would agree with city development codes. Last week, the Bryan School Board endorsed proceeding with negotiating an agreement. Still to come are terms with Brazos County. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A former youth soccer coach and reporter for the local Hispanic newspaper is off to prison after admitting to repeated sex crimes against four young boys that began 11 years ago. 48-year-old Jesus Marcano of Bryan entered a plea agreement where he was sentenced to 40 years and will serve at least 20 before he becomes eligible for parole. The deal was made Monday prior to the start of jury selection in his trial. Police first heard from a man in his 20s who said Marcano abused him in 2002. A friend of that victim, who lived in the same apartment complex as Marcano, had pictures of victims coming and going. Prosecutors say Marcano met the children and gained the confidence of their parents while coaching and reporting. A Bryan man who was assaulted by three male relatives was arrested for pointing a gun at his attackers after his actions were seen and reported.
Apparently, the defendant was at a park celebrating a birthday, and the victims in this case drove by and said some things to the defendant. Then they stopped and got out of their vehicle and came into the park and got in a fight with the defendant and beat him up. There were three subjects.
Police Lieutenant Shireen Gideon says after the first assault, 23-year-old Robert Moore drove to his father-in-law's home to talk and was approached by the same three men as before. Gideon says that's when Moore threatened them with his shotgun. No shots were fired. Moore was beaten a second time. Then he was arrested after police received a call from a neighbor. Gideon says Moore has not filed a police report from the assaults. She also says if someone attacks you, it's best to report it to police before things escalate. Tuition and fees at Blinn College are going up, in part because the state isn't paying its share of teacher retirement contributions. Spokesman Brandon Webb says it amounts to a combined $6 a credit hour.
Still a very good bargain, especially when we evaluate ourselves on balance with the other 49 community colleges in Texas. That puts us at about the middle of the pack in terms of tuition, and for in-district particularly, and for out-of-district, we rank about, we would be somewhere around 17 among the 50 community colleges, so still quite competitive.
Blinn administrators say the state share of teacher retirement they plan on covering is $1.5 million over the next 2 years. The increases also cover anticipated costs in growing Blinn's distance and online learning and starting a summer orientation program where more advisors will be hired. The mortgage collapse of 5 years ago is giving qualifying home buyers more opportunities. Paul Turney at the Brazos Valley Affordable Housing Corporation says groundbreaking recently took place on a home that was designed and will be built by A&M students.
We partnered with A&M College of Architecture. They had a design class of sophomores that worked on various designs. We picked one that they started with, and we're going to build that. Students will be framing that house this spring. It'll be completed this summer and sold to a qualifying family. And then going forward, we will probably be doing modular homes on concrete foundations in the subdivision is our plan.
36 lots are in the Falls Creek subdivision, located off Mumford Road, south of FM 2818 near Bryan. Down payment assistance of up to $30,000 is available. And at the site of the fertilizer plant explosion in West, investigators say they're on an archaeological dig, sifting for evidence. Assistant State Fire Marshal Kelly Kistner says they're doing a three-dimensional image of the crater.
That three-dimensional image will help us to get the sizes of the crater.
Residents and business owners surrounding the crater have not been allowed to enter that area.
Our infrastructure has been severely damaged due to the explosion. Engineers, City Public Works are on the scene and have reported this will take some time to restore. We encourage you to find a place to stay until the services are back online.
Mayor Pro Tem Steve Vinnick was among the city officials again requesting that people cease all unsolicited in-kind donations. Cash donations are still being collected for future expenses through the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund at BCS locations of the Bank and Trust. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Spring is here, and so is the BCS Home Builders Association 2013 Spring Parade of Homes, sponsored by the Brazos Valley Affordable Housing Corporation. It starts Saturday and Sunday, April 27th to 28th, and wraps up May 4th and 5th. Visit these brand new homes to discover new trends in construction, design, and the latest in home products and appliances. Builders will be on site to assist you in designing your dream home. The Parade of Homes map can be found in the Eagle, WTAW.com, or at bcsbuilders.org. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 27th and 28th, and May 4th and 5th.
Good morning, it's 6:12. Got some weather for you. It's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
The weather for today, partly to mostly cloudy skies at times. Temperatures into the mid-to upper 70s during this afternoon. We may squeeze out a shower tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy and 50. And a cooler day coming up on Wednesday with a lot of clouds. Chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and low to mid-60s. Risk of a shower at night, down around 55 then. A little milder by Thursday, upper 60s to low 70s. Mostly cloudy, though, maybe a passing shower. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball hits the road to San Marcos. OU picks up an A&M basketball player. All that and more with your sports, and we'll do that for you coming up at about 6:50.
There you are. If you're in Amarillo this morning, it's 29 degrees. Winds are out of the north at 28, gusting to 43. That makes your wind chill factor 14.
It's good to be in Aggie land.
Well, it's always windy in Amarillo.
They've got a 20% chance of a wintry mix today.
Man, too bad there's only one tree for everyone to hide under.
Yep, with a high of 40. Okay.
High of 40.
High of 40. So let's just move right at that. So that's Tuesday. Let's move ahead to Friday where the high is 76.
Texas is crazy.
That's in Amarillo.
Bipolar weather patterns.
Yep. 43 mile an hour gusts of wind. Yeah, I'm thinking that's not much fun. Anyway, again, you wake up in Amarillo. I think I did that once. I think I was in Amarillo.
You woke up in Amarillo once?
Yeah.
Was it in the morning?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, thank you.
Had you come
hadn't
from
come from a rodeo, no, anyway. Okay. An Ohio woman is trying to get a refund from a tanning salon after being told that she's to be in the tanning beds.
Well,
actually, they said heavy.
You either can fit or you can't. Let's just be honest, right?
I don't think you can say that. That's pretty.
I mean,
go ahead.
They're not offering the best. They're unable to offer the best service if her whole of her won't fit inside of the.
That's right.
You know, little refrigerator shape dealy do. I've never tanned. I don't know how it looks.
You got to do like a hokey pokey tan, you know?
Yeah. Or you put keep your right turning leg yourself in, around.
Well, yeah. I was thinking you put your anyway.
The hokey pokey tan.
Yeah. Did you know in England they call it the hokey cokey?
No.
Isn't that weird? I don't know if it has to do with copyright or what, but I got there teeth. And I was like, yeah, the hokey pokey. And they're like, no, it's the hokey cokey. I was like, what a coke are you on? It's the hokey pokey.
Well, Kelly McGreevy said that she bought a tanning package at Aloha Tan in Norton, Ohio, and used a stand-up bed last week during an introductory tour of the business. But she was turned away when she came back the next day, said she was told the stand-up bed was out of service. And she says that she was told that Aloha had just implemented a new policy where anybody who weighed more than 230 pounds can't go into one of the beds. So for her part, Kelly said that the salon refused to refund her $70 payment for the month-long tanning.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
Well,
no, they should have been honest with her up front instead of taking her money.
Well, they didn't know they had a fat chick who was going to go in there, I'm thinking.
Well, if she bought it the day before, didn't they see her the first time around?
Do you think, maybe they had some spatial problems. Maybe they're spatially challenged, and they really couldn't project Kelly going into the stand-up tanning
bed.
Yeah, but you
bed.
Still give her money back. I mean, if she can't use the facility because you said so, you get your money back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying not to say this, but I can't help it. I'm just thinking that some lady who weighs 230 pounds has probably got tan lines where others don't.
Oh,
I'm really sorry I said that.
Yes. No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Info.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about how interesting it is to work with men this early in the morning.
Well, again.
I got to carry that around in my head the rest of the day.
I know, that's true. Yeah.
If it's go away.
Do you think they have to kind of move the folds in their neck?
Now quit it. Stop.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what
617. Actually, Kat, I apologize. You were working very hard to try to redirect the thoughts of any number of people. Yeah, because I know that everybody out there was thinking about the tan lines that would be on her neck.
And you just had to plow right on through.
Well, I was thinking about a friend of ours who's a skin doctor, and one time a lady came in and she was going through her neck folds and found a moldy Cheeto. That's what I always think about in situations like
this. Did you have to go there?
Well, I'm just saying.
A moldy Cheeto?
Yeah.
Wonder how long it takes for a Cheeto to get moldy.
Well, if you don't notice that there is a Cheeto stuck in your neck, then probably you have some issues.
I would think so. But I just, you know, from a scientific experiment, I mean, we've decided that Twinkies can't be destroyed in any way. Friends at Rice did that for us, but
I did it once, too, at a radio station.
How long can a Cheeto be caught in the fat folds before the
Outside of a bag, it was 3 months, and it was still edible because I took a bite. And it was not moldy.
Yeah, okay. All right, speaking of that, it's Take a Chance Day. Why not?
And if you change your mind.
Oh, very nice. And then it's Teach Children to Save Day, which really ought to be every day, but let's go ahead and celebrate it today. All
right. Sure, why not?
You got birthdays.
Joanna Crump is 34. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Was she?
She's a model. Mm. Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire is 23.
And nothing else, right?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it.
She's pretty young.
He's pretty young. Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, all right. You haven't seen the movie?
No, I'm not. I actually was in India when that movie came out, so I have not seen that movie.
They had it in America, though. I mean, since you've been back. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Teo Cruz is 33. He's a singer. Jamie King is 34 from Pearl Harbor, Bulletproof Monk.
Yeah, right.
Cal Penn from Harold and Kumar movies is 36.
Whatever happened to him?
He's still doing Harold and Kumar movies The Ganja, probably, from the movies.
Yep.
John Cena from the WWE.
Oh, man.
36 years old.
He's it says here, Doctor of Thugonomics. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Let me see. George Lopez, 52. Valerie Bertinelli, 53. Dan Fishman. He was Arvid from Head of the Class.
Uh-huh.
He's 54. Michael Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Who's unfortunately still 59.
Uh-huh.
Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company, 64. Oh, sure. Uh-huh. Lee Majors.
Oh, the bionic man.
$6 million man, 74 years old. Alan Oppenheimer, which I didn't know until you see what he did. He was the doctor in the bionic man and the bionic woman and the voice of Skeletor.
Ah.
Skeletor.
Very nice.
And Shirley Temple Black, 85 years old today.
Okay. Milena Kanakaridis, and I don't know if she's done anything since she left CSI New York. She's 46 today. Shirley Temple is 85.
Isn't that impressive? Is she still in that other country where she was ambassador?
Well, she was the, no, I think she's retired from the diplomatic service. But
yeah, she was a representative in the United Nations for Ghana and Czechoslovakia.
Wow, there you go. All right, 621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think we need the intelligence community that is trained in intelligence gathering in that process to have a chance to talk to him before he gets all lawyered up. The problem is the Obama administration, which in many ways has gotten lucky that more attacks have not succeeded, are ideologically committed, at least so far, to not using the best tools that we have to interrogate terrorists. They keep imposing a law enforcement model on a situation that is... it is not designed, especially this is what an enemy combatant designation is exactly for. And if they don't figure this out soon, it puts many other people at risk. That's just the reality. That's just the fact.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For many people, this time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. If you need a battery, we have an enormous selection for boats, ATVs, riding toys, motorcycles, jet skis, riding mowers, scooters, and more. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors at Batteries Plus. We'll even do our part to save the environment by recycling your old battery for you. So don't let your outdoor fun end before it begins. Come into Batteries Plus. Our huge selection and helpful advice will make sure you get the batteries and service you need to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Smaller paychecks for some big bankers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Being a high-powered banking executive may not be quite as rewarding as in the past. The Wall Street Journal says some major financial services firms are responding to regulators' concerns about executive pay and bonuses. The Federal Reserve has been urging banks to cap the size of bonuses rewarded for beating performance goals. The concern is that huge bonuses can encourage too much risk-taking. Flight delays built up through the day yesterday, the first weekday since air traffic controllers started taking unpaid days off due to federal budget cuts. The Federal Aviation Administration imposed takeoff delays on planes at times when there weren't enough controllers to safely monitor them. An industry group says cruise lines around the world are doing more to protect the environment. The Cruise Lines International Association says energy efficiency and uniform standards for waste management are main focal points. Stock market futures are mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking, we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Whatever your business sells, you think it's the best in town. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Voting begins June 1st for the 13th year of Best of the Brazos. Last year, over 335,000 votes were cast for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To get your business involved and listed on the Best of the Brazos ballot, call me, Sam Jones, with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595, or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com. Have a 20% up to 40% chance of showers all the way through the rest of the week. It's a 40% tonight, 40% on Wednesday night and Thursday. Aside from that, then there'll be a slight chance of showers. So things kind of getting stirred up. High temperature today will be 76 degrees, cooler tonight at 48. And then on Wednesday, we're at 62, Thursday, 72, and then Friday, back up into the 80s. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and maybe we can catch a little bit of shower activity. Winds are out of the south right now at 12, 87% relative humidity. We will have a wind shift later on this afternoon. We have overcast skies now, and it's 65.
When you attempt to achieve a goal, are you more likely to approach it based on what you'll gain if you achieve it or what you'll lose if you don't? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60 only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is, Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 1-800-667-2801. That's 1-800-667-2801. Try Power Swabs risk-free. 1-800-667-2801. That's 1-800-667-2801.
There are two ways of approaching any goal.
One way of looking at a goal is sort of in terms of the things you can gain, right? The good things that will happen if you're successful. And we call that way of talking about our goals promotion focus.
Heidi Grant Halverson, author of the book Focus.
When you instead think about those same goals in terms of what you might lose if you don't succeed, the things that might go wrong if you don't keep things running smoothly, then we call that a prevention focus.
And it's important to understand which way you approach each goal. Are you promotion-focused or prevention-focused?
I think once they hear, there does seem to be an immediate, oh, okay, I get it, I know which one I am. I also know which one my husband is or my colleagues at work. There's a kind of an aha moment where people often realize, oh, the reason why my husband and I fight about this is because, you know, we're differently focused. So we're looking at the same problem, but we're looking at it in two very different ways.
When you understand whether you're promotion or prevention focused.
There's several things you can do now that you know this. One is, again, learn to work with your focus, right? It feels right to them to work very differently, and so you can kind of embrace that. You can also learn to make choices based on your own focus. So certain kinds of careers, certain kinds of people that you might be in a relationship with are going to be a better fit for you, depending on your focus.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. What began Sunday as a birthday party at O'Brien Park ended with an arrest for assault with a deadly weapon, but Police Lieutenant Shireen Gideon says it didn't need to end that way. Gideon says the 23-year-old Robert Moore was beaten up once at Bonham Park by three male relatives. Then Moore is accused of pulling a gun on them as they approached him outside O'Brien's home and beat him up a second time. Gideon says a neighbor who saw Moore standing with a gun in the street called 911.
Had he not gone over to the house and pulled the shotgun, the original offense would have been assault on the three subjects that are now considered the victim. Had he just called the police at that time, he would have been the only victim. Now, it doesn't say that he can't file charges on them for the assaults, both assaults.
Gideon says Moore could file charges on the first attack and possibly the second, claiming self-defense. One person stepping forward to tell police he had been sexually abused 11 years ago has led to the accused admitting to contact with multiple victims. Yesterday, before jury selection started in his trial, 48-year-old Jesus Marcano O'Brien entered a plea agreement. He'll serve at least 20 years in prison before he becomes eligible for parole. Prosecutors say Marcano met the victims while he was a reporter for the local Hispanic newspaper and coaching youth soccer, where he would gain the confidence of the children's parents. A friend of the first victim, who lived in the same apartment complex as Marcano, gave police multiple pictures of children going in and out, which led investigators to identifying a total of four victims. A $120 million plant is proposed for the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan.
The city council considers a non-annexation agreement during tonight's meeting. Quadrant Pipe and Tube is supposed to buy 183 acres and in the fourth year of a 10-year agreement pay the equivalent of half what they would be charged in property taxes. The company would hire at least 285 employees with a minimum payroll of $10 million. In exchange, the city will not pursue annexation during the 10-year period. It's the only agreement the city has to consider. Brazos County still has to take action. And last week, the Bryan School Board voted to pursue negotiations to receive payments in lieu of the company paying property taxes. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yesterday marked the first day back to school for students affected by last Wednesday's explosion in West.
Close your eyes and imagine another first day of school, and that's exactly what it was. There was a lot of excitement, a lot of smiles, a lot of hugs, a lot of high fives amongst our student body all the way from pre-K to 12 as they return.
Superintendent Marty Crawford says out of 470 students, only five were absent. Investigators, meanwhile, are going through the debris with the help of technology.
Today, one of the tasks that we are doing is we are actually doing a three-dimensional image of that crater.
Assistant State Fire Marshal Kelly Kistner describes their work like an archaeological dig, going through different layers of the debris. And by the end of the summer, you could move into a house designed and built by Aggie students. Groundbreaking took place recently on the first project involving A&M's College of Architecture and the Brazos Valley Affordable Housing Corporation. Executive Vice President Paul Turney says it will be the seventh house in the Falls Creek subdivision, which was acquired following the nationwide mortgage collapse 5 years ago.
We put six homes out there so far. They're pier and beam, three-bedroom, two-bath homes, Energy Star certified, that are for sale anywhere from $117,000 up to $128,000. The lots are an acre or larger in size. There's a community lake that's owned by the Homeowners Association there, and it's a gem of a development that's targeted for people earning at or below 80% of median income.
Turney says up to $30,000 in down payment assistance is available. The subdivision is in an unincorporated area of Bryan off Mumford Road, south of FM 2818. And more online and distance classes are among the reasons why Blinn College students will be paying more next year.
So what we're looking at is additional server capacity, additional staff and personnel to ramp up our distance education and online offerings considerably so that we can prepare for what we know is going to be a big part of our strategic plan.
Spokesman Brandon Webb says the combined increase for tuition and fees amounts to $6 a credit hour. Blinn is also starting a summer orientation program.
Funding could be very well tied and will be increasingly tied to student success and student retention. We also need to be tracking how well students are achieving their goals.
And Blinn plans to cover the state's $1.5 million obligation in the teacher retirement program. WTOW News Time is 6:35. It's 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTOW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is David Hogan from the Kairos Truck Center. If you missed our annual tent sale, don't worry. We took the tent down, but we've extended our great prices and financing on all our state-of-the-art zero-turn riding mowers. Come by and test drive all our product from Varus, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. At Kairos Truck Center, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn mower today.
I'm Carrie Krueger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed is 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, where you find them at morefeed.com.
For today, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies at times. Temperatures getting into the 70s during this afternoon. And tonight, mainly cloudy, could be a stray shower as temperatures fall down to near 50. It will be a cooler day on Wednesday with a lot of clouds around and just the chance of maybe a shower or isolated thunderstorm. High temperature low to mid-60s. Risk of showers Wednesday night, mid-50s. Slight chance of a shower Thursday, mostly cloudy and back up to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M Baseball is going to hit the road. We're going to get you caught up a little bit for the draft choices that may be going in the NFL draft on Thursday. Plus a lot more with sports in about 12 minutes.
Okay, you can already hear them. On one side, they're going, it's your fault. The other side's going, no, it's your fault. Because people are having to stand in line at airports, the Republicans and the Democrats.
It's their version of yep, yep, nope.
Uh-huh. Yesterday, they're pointing fingers and saying, you caused this to happen. Eric Cantor out there for the Republicans saying, why is President Obama unnecessarily delaying your flight? He asks those questions. Democrats return the fire, rapping the Republicans for allowing automatic budget cuts to go into effect in the first place. Harry Reid said thousands of flights every day will be delayed up to 3 hours. This is their first taste of the pain of sequestration.
Okay. Well, you know what? If it is painful, it's time to cowboy up because guess what? We are trillions of dollars in debt.
That's right. Need to open a bar at Easterwood. Because, I mean, if you're going to have to wait, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why not?
And that's one of the great things about flying out of Easterwood. You don't have to worry about that. I mean, a long line is 10 minutes, you know. And, of course, you know, if you got to fly through Atlanta or Chicago or whatever. But, again, that's why they got places for you to go eat unhealthy snacks and stand around and read the same magazines over and over again.
Excelente.
That's perfect. Just perfect. Anyway, so.
I like the idea of being able to see the same guy that you checked in with put your bag on the plane.
Yeah, that's true.
There's just something pleasing about that for me.
But
I don't know why.
That's very cost efficient.
I mean, we
know that. We know that that's the case, that's very cost effective. So, you know, like that. When they start putting them on the airplane giving you water on the flight, I don't know if I like that so much. But anyway. So if you're traveling, just, I guess, factor in that 1 hour layover may end up not being a 1 hour layover. It may be you missed your connection. We'll see. Just traveling's not fun anymore anyway. So the White House has come out in favor of a measure that would mandate a tax hike for purchases made over the Internet. I personally am in favor of this. I think this is a good thing. It's called the Marketplace Fairness Act, and it's been championed by many small business retailers who say they cannot compete with many of the big online operations like Amazon.com.
Mm. Now, what do you think makes the most sense? Does it make the most sense to pay the taxes for the state you're in or to pay taxes for the state that that company is in?
Well,
Where the item's coming from?
Well, I like the idea of paying taxes that you're in because we're the second most populous state.
Amen, brother.
I think we'd kind of do better on that situation if we possibly could.
Yeah, but I mean, if our goods are coming out of, say, Oklahoma, doesn't it? I mean, to me, of course, I'd prefer to pay Texas taxes, but it makes more sense to me that I would need to, if I'm buying an Amazon product from, I don't know, New York or something, that I would, it only seems fair that I would pay their taxes to them since I'm buying the good from them.
That's true, but you have to understand the way the Amazon network works, and that is they have warehouse facilities. And those warehouse or facilities are around different places. One is in Texas. You'll recall that's the stink that that the governor got into about wanting to settle a disagreement that Amazon had because Amazon said they were going to yank their people and close down their facility or at least minimize their facility in North Texas. And that's a distribution facility.
Mm.
So what happens is they get all these things and they aggregate them in these warehouses. And so Amazon actually only has a few places where these warehouses are, so even though something may be made in Oregon, it may be warehoused in Texas.
Right. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be Amazon. That's just really the only thing I buy from off that line. So.
But what I'm saying is then where do you do that? Do you do that because it was manufactured in Oregon?
Right. Do we pay the distributor? Do we pay the goods producer?
Exactly. And so they do, and they have to work that out. But the local businesses, of course, say that it's unfair because they have to collect a state sales tax on purchases online. We were talking the other day, there are four or five states where now when you add all the taxes together, we're talking about 50% on income, which is, that's pretty nasty. But that part of that is a very high state sales tax. Well, obviously, if you can buy a widget and you don't have to pay the 7 or 8% in state sales tax, it makes sense that people will do that. But the argument is, you buy locally, and as you hear on this radio station, you know, you shop locally, that's where the jobs are.
Sure.
And so it's important for small businesses to be able to at least be on level playing field with the brick-and-mortar presences. So the bill in question will set national standards for collecting internet sales tax. Many individual states have already started to do this on their own. So we'll see what happens. It looks like now this push for new gun control isn't going to happen. Right now, USA Today poll shows that the public desire for tougher gun laws is below 50%. And it used to be up to 61%. So people are kind of backing down from that a little bit. Likewise, they asked some other questions. For instance, a vast majority of U.S. Americans apparently fed up with rising gasoline taxes. Okay. Two-thirds of those polled by the Gallup oppose increasing gas tax, even if it means the revenue would go toward improving the roads and bridges. Nah, never mind. I like those potholes. Yeah. I don't care if the bridge abutments are, you know, cracked. I don't care if the, you know, foundation is messed up. I don't want to pay more gasoline taxes.
Wouldn't fixing the potholes increase your gas mileage, though?
Well, it also wouldn't hurt your car as much.
Oh.
66% of those surveyed say that they're against a gas tax of up to 20 cents. Well, per gallon. Well, yeah, okay. There are a lot of people who could say that, with the money going to improve roads and bridges and other mass transit.
I think a lot of that still stems from people saying, you know what, I'm tired of you spending my money on crap.
Yeah, now, and
if you're going to take my money, do with it what you said you're going to do with it.
Yeah, not nonsensical, like, this is for the roads, and then they spend it on, I don't know, something totally different like libraries.
They've done that.
Not even as good as libraries.
I understand. That's right. They've done that. You know, put new granite walls inside their elevators or whatever.
Exactly.
But the other thing also is, and you know, let's dive into that kettle of fish, the whole competitive situation when it comes to road construction. I mean, they got that. Their companies have that down to a fine science, folks. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what their profit margin is going to be on, you know, doing that road. And, you know, we're doing plenty of road work around here. There's road work being done all over Texas. And there's some big companies who do it all over Texas for a reason. They've got themselves a business model, and it really works well. So
otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
That's right. Okay, so the Senate Immigration Reform Bill, all 844 pages of it. Guess what?
They want to change it after Boston.
Yeah, no. No. But what we found is that, you know, the Gang of Eight who are working on this, the Gang of Eight have made sure that there's something in there for their state. I know that's a shock.
Oh, goody.
Let's see. Wall Street Journal caught up with a few of the things that have been inserted into the immigration bill that offers some special boost. Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, a major home for meat production, has added a provision for up to 20,000 extra visas for meat cutters and trimmers, even though a labor union says the industry has plenty of eligible workers.
Interesting how that works,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, he wants that. Oh, but that's okay. Then there's Chuckie Schumer, who added 10,500 visas for high school-educated Irish immigrants. This in an effort to fix the 1965 anti-bias measure that inadvertently made it difficult for Irish immigrants to obtain visas despite their strong cultural ties to the U.S. Oh, then there's Marco Rubio, who everybody thinks is just perfect, inserted an allowance for more foreigners who can repair cruise ships. Okay?
Interesting.
And God knows we need them.
I was going to say, now that's important.
That's right. And Colorado's Michael Bennett added more leeway for hiring foreign ski instructors in Colorado.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Americans don't ski that well.
Well, of course, let's bring in a bunch of foreigners to teach us how to do that.
Hey, I wouldn't mind learning from a foreigner
how
to ski.
Once again, as long as they got something in there for their folks, it's okay.
Yep.
And Politico brings up maybe a little interesting flap going on between Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz.
Trouble in paradise.
Both Republicans. But who's going to be, the face of the Republican Party? And, you know, Rubio's obviously been out there a little while. But I don't know if he's been anointed the establishment Republican for Latino voice. But Cruz is continuing to use his Tea Party backing to say that he, in fact, needs to be the one who's out there as point man for the Latino population in the Republican Party. So... little boys and their toys, little boys.
Unfortunately, their toys are really expensive.
Yeah.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 27th, it's warm season forages. Forage sorghums and other annual forages are viable options for Brazos Valley hay production. Learn more this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You probably don't think of pruning as a prime spring activity, but for some of your most important plants, that spring trim is critical. Sharpen your shears, make your plans for the weekend. Spring pruning is important. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15 by 30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. When we talk about spring pruning, spring flowering shrubs and vines are the main candidates. They produce all their flower buds on the prior year's growth, which means that you absolutely must not prune them during the winter. However, once they finish flowering, new stem and leaf growth follows very closely. That means that you have a very short window during which you can trim and reshape them to guide that new growth in the most attractive direction. Flowering quince, as a first example, gets tall and rangy if it's not trimmed in the spring. Remove the tallest stems back into the crown of the plant, but leave no stubs. Prune them flush with other branches. You should end up with a symmetrical and reasonably rounded shrub, probably 4 to 5 feet tall at the tallest. Now that's for the regular flowering quince. Azaleas will produce vertical shoots that may extend beyond the bodies of their plants. Some varieties are much more likely to produce that growth, so they will definitely need help the day after the last petals fall. While you're pruning your azaleas, remember too to top dress them with fresh peat and bark organic mix. Also to apply sulfur iron soil additive if you're in an area where they tend to show iron deficiency. Other spring flowering shrubs that will need consideration now include bridal wreath and camellias, gardenias, pomegranates, and oleanders as they finish blooming. In each case, try to maintain an attractive and natural shape to the plants and always try to prune them soon after they finish flowering. Forsythia is certainly in that category as well. Some of our vines also bloom early each spring, and these too need to be reshaped soon after they finish flowering. Lady Banksia roses, as well as other once-blooming climbing and bush roses, should be pruned after their flowers fall. Trim and reshape the plants, removing all the dead stubble and weak, non-productive growth. Wisterias must be pruned after the flowering season, even in years when they fail to bloom. To prune them significantly at any other season would merely reduce or prevent their bloom the next spring. Avoid pruning really large branches if possible, although you can certainly remove individual limbs flush with the trunk or other branches. Leave no stubs, since that would result in erratic, undesirable growth. Carolina jessamine is pruned in the spring, both to tidy the plants and to remove any stems that may have been broken during cultivation of beds or mowing. Some of your annual and perennial plants will need minor shaping as they grow and develop in spring and summer. Copper plants, for example, get tall and lanky. Pinch out the growing tips. The same with fall asters and also with Mexican bush sage. I'm Neil Sperry, the Hibiscus Clan in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW with your sports at 6:53. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball hits the road to San Marcos for a 6:30 start tonight against Texas State. The Aggs are looking to get back on the winning track after losing 2 of 3 at Arkansas. Now, A&M is 10-1 in midweek games, outscoring their opponents 73-30, and Mikey Reynolds owns a 39-game streak of successfully reaching base at least once, despite only having plate appearances one time in each of the last four games. All the action for Aggie baseball is live here on WTAW. And as we reported a couple weeks back, A&M freshman guard Peyton Little has jumped ship. Well, now she has made her way back to land, and it's in Oklahoma. Little will sit out for next season and have 3 seasons of eligibility remaining for OU. She played all 35 games for Texas A&M last season and averaged 4.5 points a game and just over one rebound per game. The A&M Athletic Sports Option is wrapping up. Current Texas A&M students enrolling in the 13-14 academic year who purchased a sports option are eligible to re-register for those tickets for the next year. That ends this Friday. If you didn't have the sports option last year, you can start your registrations on Saturday. The 2013 NFL Draft is scheduled for Thursday and Friday, and most still have A&M lineman and Outland Trophy winner Luke Jokel going as the first pick in the very first round, and that's to the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, all of that, however, is subject to change. Ryan Malum, head coach at the perennial powerhouse Indian River State College, has been named the men's associate head swimming coach at A&M. Malum, a four-year swimming letterman at the University of South Carolina, is joining the team that recently posted its 18th straight top 25 NCAA finish. Texas A&M sophomore Jeremy Efferding was named to the SEC All-Tournament team in tennis. Efferding was 2-0 in his singles matches and knocked off two top 75 opponents on his way to helping the team make it to the semifinals. In Major League Baseball yesterday,
Brzezinski drives one out to deep right center field. Hamilton is back at the wall, and Texas is going to have the lead. 7-6 Rangers. Brzezinski with his fourth home run of the season.
Brzezinski hit the tie-breaking homer with two outs in the ninth inning, and the Rangers rallied from a late three-run deficit to win 7-6 over the Los Angeles Angels. Felix Hernandez pitched six scoreless innings for his 100th career win, and the Seattle Mariners beat at the Houston Astros 7-1. And let's now move across the pond.
Wild scenes of joy at Old Trafford. Manchester United have reclaimed the crown. They are champions for the 20th time.
Robert Van Persie swept Manchester United to a record 20th English League title on Monday, scoring the first half hat trick, and the final score there was 3-0 over Aston Villa. In the NBA playoffs, Carlos Boozer had 13 points and 12 rebounds as the Bulls beat the Brooklyn Nets, evening the Eastern Conference quarterfinal series. The L.A. Clippers edged Memphis 93-91, and Knicks guard J.R. Smith, who came into the season thinking he was going to be the starter for New York, came away instead with the NBA's Sixth Man of the Year award, and that was awarded yesterday. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does your dog live in the lap of luxury? Don't lower your standards when you leave town. Waggy Pet Zone is a premium boarding facility with suites that include furniture, TVs that play your pet's favorite pet-friendly programming, and six escorted walks to private fenced-in yards each day. A true pet vacation destination when you're on vacation. Pamper your pet while you're away at Waggy Pet Zone, setting a new standard in pet care on Rock Prairie Road in College Station. Call 693-9663 or visit waggypetzone.com.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Every Tuesday at Aggie Baseball till the end of May will be Baseball Bingo. Come early, get a bingo card, and have a chance to win team jerseys, tailgating chairs, coffee tumblers, and much more. Only a few Tuesday games left, so you don't want to miss out. All games start at 6:35. March 26th, UTA. April the 2nd, UTSA. April the 9th, Sam Houston. April 30th, Grambling State. And May the 14th, UT Pan American. Tickets to these games can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility is the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley, offering short-term acute hospice care. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280999.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 260.